Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you again today as we continue along our study of Psalm 119. We're in the section or the stanza known as Beth, and we're in verse number 10 here today. Verse 10, we read, "With my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments." What a beautiful prayer. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. You know, really, the wandering was this thought that he was getting off path. Remember, as we said earlier, as we studied earlier in Psalm, how to be blessed is that we were going to walk in the way, which is a path, a road, that we were supposed to stay on and be able to follow the Lord and keep ourselves on track. And by doing that, we would live a blessed life. And his prayer said, "Lord, help me not to wander from thy commandments, to get lost, or to make a wrong turn." I was out driving here recently, and normally I have a fairly good sense of direction, and maybe you do too, or maybe you don't. But I was going to the hardware store, and I was driving along, and all of a sudden I was making wrong turns. I got that, you know, you got lost, that I never get lost. But it's not a fun feeling when you seemingly have lost your direction. And so he's praying. He's saying, "Lord, help me to not wander off the path, the road that you would have me to walk on." And certainly he was talking about not to wander from God's commandments, his word. I think it's so important that we realize that he valued what the commandments of God were within his life. Jesus, of course, spoke quite a bit about the word of God and the commandments and the corruption that was going on to the Jewish community. Certainly the leadership there at Jerusalem during the time of the Gospels, where you had the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and you had the religious leaders, even the Herodians, where they had so moved away from the commandments of the Lord or the true meaning of God's word that they've lost their direction. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said many, many times where he says, "And you have said, said of old, but I say unto you." Otherwise, these leaders were quoting the Bible or quoting different versions of what they known as to be true, or different rabbis that had been given them the interpretation of the Bible, but they weren't actually living and understanding the Word of God. You know, we might say, "Well, we're New Testament Christians. We're people of the Scriptures." That will never happen to us. But I think it's important that we never ever put ourselves up to a place where we're not paying attention to the Word of God, and where we find ourselves listening to men rather than listen to what God's Word has to say. You know, in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 1, we read, "But there were also false prophets among us, or among the people." And this is Peter saying this, "even as there will be false teachers among you." And so Peter's telling us there in our lifetime that there's going to be false teachers out there who will secretly bring in destruction heresies, otherwise bad teaching, even denying the Lord who brought them, and then bring on themselves a swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways. It's so sad because following them, and my own personal reason for them people to follow them is because it appeals to their flesh, and they don't have to die to their self, and they don't have to go to the way of the cross, but they can follow their own way. And so Peter says that many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemy, otherwise the way of Jesus. It's so sad when Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." And there's a big movement even amongst the churches where we all need to get along. We need to get along with all religion. And I believe Peter here is telling us to be careful, to watch out. He says, he goes on, he says, "By covetousness they will exploit you, and with deceptive words," which I find it's interesting how they use deceptive words in order to get us off track. And so the psalmist is praying, "Oh Lord, help me not to wander from thy commandment." And he says, "With my whole heart, I sought after thee. You know, I think it's so important that we see the importance of seeking God with our whole heart. As we mentioned earlier in the Psalm, Psalm 119, where Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thine soul, with all thine mind. Notice what I said here, I read there, that little word all. Jesus repeated the word all three times. And he's doing it, I believe, for emphasis of importance within our life. He's not seeking us to go after him with a half of heart, but rather with all of our heart, that we would seek to know him, to seek to walk with him. God loves us so much, and he's given us instructions on how we can live a good life, how we can walk with the Lord, and we need to pay attention to it. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 16, where Jesus was speaking to the church, which I find it's interesting, he says, so then, because thou art lukewarm, otherwise you've gone after God with half a heart, and neither cold nor hard, he says, I will spew thee out of thy mouth. And that's kind of a frightful thing. That is, he was looking at the church. He says, either you got to be jump in and with both feet and be part of what I'm all about. If you still want to straddle the fence, having one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom of God, he says, I'm going to spit you right out of my mouth. And I pray that even as the psalmist prayed, with my whole heart I have sought thee. Doesn't that just ring sweet music to your ears? And then his prayer, oh Lord, help me. Help me not to wander from thy commandments. And may that be our prayer, even right now. Lord, I just pray that you would help us this day, to keep your word. Even as you set that example as a young boy in the temple, where your parents were looking for you, Lord, where you said, I must be about my Father's business. May we be about your business this day, and to seek to live our life pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.